back at Gawler's History through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday, July the 12th. And I'm here this week with our special guest, Councillor Helen Hennessy, a local historian of some repute. And it's a real honour to have you with us this week, Helen.
Thank you, Jeanette. Thanks.
And I'll invite you to kick off with 150 years
Lovely.
Ago.
Lovely. Well, 150 years ago, we have an article talking about the railway footbridge. This gigantic undertaking, which any district council could have executed in a month, but which the government has taken nearly 2 years to accomplish, it is at length approaching the completion. A waggish correspondence inquired whether His Excellency would be advised by his responsibilities to proclaim a general illumination of Gawler on the stupendous undertaking having reached maturity, to which we answer, certainly not, with Gawler gas at 15 shillings. As we've talked about before, isn't it great the language they use?
It is.
But this one piqued my interest because I thought, oh, okay, what? Which of the footbridge? The railway footbridge, never heard of that.
No.
Did a little bit of digging, and it's actually one down at Bassett Town, and I don't think it exists anymore. So
no.
I've checked with a few people. There's quite a few photos of that period about the railway station. But nothing. I've never seen a footbridge.
Footbridge. Maybe it never actually got off the ground.
No, I think it did.
Yeah.
It was actually constructed in parts in the city and came
right.
out. So I'm going to guess that it spans the railway.
It must be.
I'm thinking perhaps before the overland bridge went in. I don't know. It's a little bit odd. But anyway, it's again this whole thing about the language used and the poking fun at the state government and the council
yes.
could have done it better. So
yes.
some things don't change in 150 years, does it?
And the price of gas.
And the price of gas, yes. Gawler is now producing its own gas.
Mm,
and that's
yes.
significant too, because it took us a long time before we moved to electricity. We were on gas.
Mm.
Gas lights in the main street, gas in the shops, of course.
Yes.
Hard to imagine it would have been quite gloomy compared to what we have today.
Yes, quite a yellow. And smell. Too.
Yes, and danger.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, we've just moved across now to LED lighting for in the parks and the public lighting. But do you think what it might have been like with the yellow gas lamps?
And I assume there would have been a gas tank in Gawler somewhere.
No, I want to say that it's down there by where Hyde and Partners used to be. In the back there, that building where the new eye hospital, day surgery hospital is. I think somewhere in there, but I'm not quite sure.
Mm.
Anyway, the great thing is, because I was curious, I jumped into Trove and went looking for this article, and oh, what an absolute wonder it is to be able to go back.
Yes, it is.
Of course, I could only look at the 150 or 100 years ago. Once we get to 50 years, Trove cuts out and we have to go back to the paper copy. Okay, so that was the footbridge that must have existed, but doesn't seem to anymore. Because Bassett Town actually went from the railway station back to the main road.
Yes.
So it must have been, once the railway line divided that part of the town, how people got across safely rather than try and race across the tracks. It's obviously a safety thing, but where it would be is still to be discovered.
And we don't have a footbridge today, which would be nice as well, because so many people are crossing those tracks all the time.
When I came to Gawler, there was an underway,
there was.
Remember?
Yes, I had forgotten that. Yes, there was.
And, of course, became a bit smelly and a bit dark and dank, and it was filled in. And now we have that type of fencing situation that goes through. But, it's interesting to think it's always been an issue, people crossing those lines, but this is obviously the way they solved it in 1873.
Okay, well, I'll move on to 100 years ago. Disreputable hoarding. The Gawler Town Council has taken action to have the advertising hoarding in Lindock Road discontinued. Councillor Lynch claimed that the hoarding refuse made Lindock Road a most untidy entrance to the town. At present, it was the worst scene in any town, for apart from paper strewn about and dangling from the wall, the structure was a menace as it bulged over the footpath with the appearance of falling at any moment. So, advertising hoarding was a problem 100 years ago.
Absolutely. This one got me intrigued. It was apparently Dr. Dawes' property.
Ah, okay.
But he was leasing this particular property out, and he said that the conditions of the lease, which wouldn't finish until the end of the year, December, meant that he couldn't actually prevent it from happening. So the councillors were understanding and allowed it to go through to the end of the contract. But I was trying to think of what the wall would have been, because he was on the Dr. Dawes home and the hospital he was running was on the corner, but maybe it was a little further up, or maybe it was on the other side. Who knows?
A big stone fence.
Yeah.
Might be a big stone fence or something.
Something along there. Yeah, something that we may not... Yeah, so that's interesting.
Mm.
And, of course, Councillor Lynch jumped out at me, Michael Lynch, and eventually became mayor too. So he's quite interesting and pops up in all type of the histories. So.
Yes,
some things are not continue to say. Issues continue from all that period.
Yes.
Okay, so 50 years ago, warnings given on land agents. The mayor of Gawler, Mr. C.W. Creedon, MLC, has issued a warning to ratepayers to beware of land agents outside the district. As I believe that council is here to look after the interests of the people, I would like ratepayers to consider with extreme cautions any approach by land agents, he told the council meeting. I can urge people to seek advice before doing any deals with agents who may try to gain a sale to the disadvantage of the owner or the purchaser. I also wish to advise people to deal only with reputable land agents who are well known to Gawler. So that's a bit interesting. It type of makes you question as to what was happening.
It was probably land, I assume, that had some prospect of being developed.
50 years ago, yes. Mm. So we're going back to 1973. Maybe it's that, start of the development of some of the empty areas. Seth Creedon, of course, I knew, met.
Yeah.
But, of course, he's both the mayor and the MLC at the same time. So that changed later. Bruce Eastick was also a parliamentarian and a mayor at the same time, but of course nowadays you're not allowed to be both. So it makes me wonder how many land agents we had operating in the town. There would have been some. There had been land agents since we started, really, but something had obviously happened to spook people.
There must have been an incident that caused that concern.
Yeah.
So we're going to 25 years ago. Thugs pick wrong target. A gang of 10 youth more than met their match when they attempted to mug a man as he walked through a Gawler shopping car park on Friday night. The youth surrounded the 45-year-old Gawler man as one allegedly threatened him with a knife and demanded his wallet. However, the man, who holds a black belt in karate and was a karate instructor for a number of years, was able to defend himself against the gang.
Whoa.
Wild nights in Gawler.
It always makes you curious, isn't it? Because, I mean, by now I'm here in Gawler, I'm living in Gawler, I've lived here for quite a while. I can't remember that. So,
well, I was here then too, 25 years ago.
Yeah, and there's every chance that that person who would now be, 70, could still be about. So it does make you wonder. But not a lot of information either about the people involved or which Gawler shopping car park it was at that stage. Yeah.
Probably one of the supermarkets, I guess.
Well, that's it. And of course, we didn't have Woolworths. Yeah, Coles or Foodland. Because before that, it was that's where the Green Corner Kitchen used to be over there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And the big pine tree and everything else.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Jeff Gretz in our writing group, his grandparents, I think, owned the house, the original house.
That's
that was
right.
There, and
that's
they planted that pine tree.
Okay. So, yes, it's interesting how there's a couple of things in the Heritage Centre that people have done sketches of how they remember the main street.
Mm.
And it's this one from the 1900s, and we really should have one now.
Yes.
Because things do change. And while people can remember them clearly, we need to note it down.
Yes.
Because after that, we forget.
Yes, we do.
So,
Well, we've covered the death of the pine tree in the last year or so.
Okay,
years ago.
Yes.
So, and, of course, Foodland was there then.
That's right. And it reminds me, because I walk across Pioneer Park on a regular basis, the pine tree that's there that's now starting to get some height was a replacement for the original.
Oh, okay.
But I somehow suspect that they won't allow it to have lights on it because from my memory that was what somebody eventually damaged it by going up and...
Yes.
And that was the end of it, poor thing.
Mm.
Yes. Okay, so 10 years ago, one hell of Barney. A string of complaints about the Light Square's derelict barn has forced its neighbours to take matters into their own hands. Bushman Hotel licensee Justin Irving erected a sign on the building stating that this derelict barn is not part of this hotel and asking residents to please direct your opinions to Gawler Council in an effort to distance the establishment from the neighbouring property and push council into taking action on the matter. Mr. Irving said that the dilapidated structure needed to be redeveloped or torn down before it collapsed and injured a patron or passers-by.
I was so sad to see that barn go. It was such a piece of our history.
It's still there.
No, they've rebuilt it.
Yes, they rebuilt it. Yes, that's what I mean. It was in the end.
Yeah. Did they use the original stone?
Yes, I believe so, as much as they could. So
I was so happy that they did that.
So very much the same footprint, as I understand, as close So the heritage architects wanted them to reproduce it so that you could see that it had an element of a barn.
Mm.
So high windows, to mimic what it was.
Yeah.
Not mimic, but to give an indication of what its original purpose was before. Because that, as you know, that area is really important. Yes. That was the first hotel in the town.
Mm. The stockyards.
Stockyards all the way around it.
Yes, yeah. Everything was auctioned.
So the barn would have had, you know, been very much used by the travellers, the salespeople, the auction agents that came up to sell it. And they're selling livestock that's coming in right from the beginning, the overlanders bringing in horses and sheep and whatever, and primarily horses, I think, from, you know, coming down through the riverland to South Australia. So not just to serve Gawler, these were horses that were then going out, all out into the farming areas, as it was. So it's of important.
The family, when they went bankrupt, all their belongings were sold there, the auction for their property, and of course they were selling their prized Berkshire pigs in the stockyards there as well, and they were farming out at Kangaroo Flat.
It was a fair.
Yes, that was a central spot. I also imagine that James, after he'd finished in Gawler Courthouse, would have ridden across to the Bushmans and tied his horse up in that barn and gone in to have a drink to either celebrate or console himself, whichever way the case went.
Absolutely. I think it would be really interesting to have a look at the whole, how it started and how it developed. And then, of course, the Presbyterian Church was put in next to it. That might have curbed some of the wild behaviours. I've just discovered people talk about the market allotment in Gawler, and I, for years, I thought that that's where Coles was.
Mm.
It wasn't. The market allotment was where the Sports Power shop is now, that corner, which we used to have, remember the mothers and babies?
Yes, that was...
That corner was what was called the corner of the market allotment. Mm. And there were businesses on the other side of Cowan Street, so along the road, which now is all part of the Coles complex. And I thought it was interesting. And again, that came back from looking at a map of what the main street looked like at that early stage. Yeah. So that whole, basically from Murray Street right down to the hotel, including the barn, that various stages, lots of commercial business going on at that stage. Mm. Yeah, but like you, it's great to see. The only way we're going to keep our history is if it can be redeveloped and repurposed.
Yes, it is, and I think that's an excellent repurposing.
I think we've got some really responsible businesses in town that recognise that it's going to cost a lot of money to renovate some of these buildings. So, you know, but they recognise the value to the town and the value, you know, corporate responsibility in doing that. And we've had some really good examples of people doing that, and they should be congratulated because...
Also, actually raises the profile of the town.
Yes.
So in the end, they benefit. It's a long-term gain to everyone.
Yeah, I think that's what adds to the town in terms of its streetscape, its attractiveness, like you say. Yes. And I think they're running businesses and also giving back to the community. So I think it bodes well that people support them. So as I say, I think the new medical centre going in there, Hyde and Partners, is working quite well.
Yes.
They've got a great outlook out onto the square.
It is a lovely part of Gawler with the square there and the bush.
Probably a little bit more accessible for people using public transport. You can walk there from the train station. Yes. And it's part of that whole, I mean, it's a pretty mixed area in there. There's commercial, you know, recreation, housing, but it seems to be working. I hear nothing but good reports. So there you go. And as I say, it took, like all things in Gawler, it must have taken a long time to get the permissions, and the poor Republican got a bit fed up of people.
Mm. I know there was a long time when I think council was trying to get funding, and it was outside the State Heritage Area of Church Hill.
Okay.
And apparently it was just on, like, it's the boundary. The road's the boundary.
Yeah.
It was the wrong side of the road. So they weren't able to access funding. And it was a real issue, I think.
Because I know there was many in the community who recognised its historical importance. Mm. And once it's gone, it's gone. And we have had some things that have been derelict and neglected. And you sometimes wonder if it's not deliberately neglected. But, you know, the longer you leave it, the more likely. Exactly. But, good, you know, when somebody does this, and as I say, I know it was one of the local businesses that rebuilt it. And it would have been challenging because, you know, if you're trying to reuse the stone, is it up to scratch?
Yes.
But I think they've done a great job, and I think
it works well. Okay, well, that's it for this week.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and I look forward to Kay coming back from holiday. But I'm very
She's
pleased to
fill
in.
Having a wonderful time. So thank you very much, Helen. For all life's signs.